Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recently, you know, just talk, see how he's doing, see how he's feeling, giving a good public speeches recently as well. Hulk Hogan coming up in about 20 minutes here. The Pulse with Keith coming up with not Keith in about 60 minutes.
Hey, Nick, let's break a little early in case he calls early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what threw me off is Max said...
Should I do Betfair?
Max said in the break. No, that's later.
Okay.
Max said in the break, he's like, hey... We want to go at 15 in this segment. We can, you know, in case Hulk calls early. And it's like, that just feels real formal. I don't know what it is. I know that's what he is known as, but like, it just feels, it feels weird for me to be like, hey, Hulkster. Like, hey, Hulk. Right? Like,
Hulk,
I just,
Hulkamania.
I imagine Bruce Banner is going to show up and get pissed at me and then, you know, throw me around the room like I'm Loki or something. And again, I know that's not, they're different Hulks. I do. Similar sizes. Similar routines, workout routines, maybe similar vitamins. But the point is, Hulk Hogan, coming up in about 20 minutes here. We got preseason game number two, Dustin. You've been all over this. You're the preseason guy. Everybody knows. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
No one get hurt.
Hmm. All right.
It's riveting.
I mean, I just think that's... I'm ready for it.
What are you looking for, Nick? I mean...
Not a damn thing.
I know.
Actually,
I know.
No, not entirely true, but I just... Like, every time we have a show before a preseason game, we have the awkward conversation about how much are we going to talk about this game.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one hand, you want to be topical. On another hand, I'd like people to listen and to stay listening. And if I gave you in-depth analysis on any preseason game that was going to happen or would happen, I could almost hear people turning off their radios, even though I know we don't have the dial anymore. We do have a dial. It's different. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you the one thing.
Tell me.
I'm kind of curious about the quarterbacks. I don't know that curiosity is going to allow me to watch four quarters of backups. No offense to the guys playing tomorrow. You're better at sports and life and athleticism with women than I am. That's good. Good for you. It's still, it's backups. And it's the backups, backups, and it's backups, backups, backups. I am a little interested to see DTR, and I'm a little interested to see Snoop Huntley.
Snoopaloop.
I think it's going to be one half for one guy, one half for another. I think that's as much as I, like, okay, well, I can't see how bad the offensive line is if they're not playing, all right? Can't see if Deshaun Watson looks like Kaka in practice if he's not playing. So I guess we'll... I mean,
there's not a whole lot that I am looking to see other than, yeah, it'd be nice to watch the Browns just kind of like execute, compete, and, you know, like I want the offense to look good.
So like functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like if they go out there and exist, like you're going to be like good with it.
Like, give us the bare minimum. Like, just be above average.
You know, I'd really like to see a run off the right tackle.
No one's asking you to wear 37 pieces of flair here.
What I really love is I'd love if the defensive backs backpedaled. That's what I'd like to see them do. I'd like to see the defensive linemen go forward.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't want them backpedaling unless, of course, the assignment calls for coverage, and that would be too rich for my blood. I'd like to see the running backs run. The wide receivers receive out wide.
How about the tight ends be tight?
Yeah, we went right there. Why did you?
Because it sounded like you were a pirate there, the way you said it.
That's fair.
So I gave an R.
Now, I think we also have to address something that has nothing to do with Saturday's game. And it's just the way Deshaun is being covered in camp, or the perception of how Deshaun and the offense are doing in camp. Yesterday, you and I did some sleuth work. We talked to some very, you know, I mean, dozens of sources. It was four people. Dozens of sources who'd been to multiple practices, who've covered them from the Greenbrier on, and we said, ballpark it, give us a ratio on how many days or what's the ratio of days where the defense has won against the Browns offense and where the Browns offense has won against their D. And I'll be honest with you, to a person, this is very consistent. 2-1. 2-1 the times the defense has won over the offense. But I do think it's interesting, and we have a Twitter follower to the station that pointed this out. And actually, Mac put this in the DM as we're getting ready for it. It's No Ribs, No Rice 1. Dennis, as he's known, the Dennis system. And it
was what now? No.
No ribs, no rice. One. Oh. That's his Twitter handle. So we can't just call people like Larry.
What do you think that means? Ribs, no rice?
Means if you don't get any ribs, if you don't eat your rice. You can't have beans, or you can't have pudding if you don't eat your beans.
You can't have beans without toots.
I actually think you can't have toots without beans. I think that's more.
You can. I had a couple in the court today.
But did you have beans?
No.
Okay.
No.
But he kind of took a screen grab of two separate Tom Withers tweets. So this is even less about how he's being covered and more about how people are reacting to the good, the bad, and the ugly with Deshaun.
Sure.
And so Tom's first tweet from yesterday, these are about 10 minutes apart, said Deshaun Watson's first pass in 7-on-7s picked off by Vikings and returned for a touchdown. It had 154 reposts, 147 quote tweets, and 1,700 likes. 1,700 likes. Good God. And 26 bookmarks. 10 minutes later, that's actually more like 20 minutes later, time's a flat circle. Tom,
make sure to be precise, Nick. It
tweeted
matters.
Out. Thank you. Watson TD pass to a leaping Judy in the back of the end zone. Gorgeous. It had 10 retweets, two quotes, 101 likes. Now, in fairness, I don't know when No Ribs, No Rice 1 took the screen grabs of this. Maybe it was 15 minutes after the second tweet was posted.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But it does fly in line with what I think has been my observation about all of this. I don't think I've ever seen Browns fans more fragmented on the team going into the season. Going into even in situations like 2019, where you had Freddie Kitchens and Baker was coming off a good spot. Okay, all right. But they were coming off a disappointing season. They didn't hire the guy who led you to a strong finish to 2018, Greg Williams. Fans were raucous and ready and raring to go. Then they fire the GM. They fire the head coach, who is an absolute nightmare of a hire. All right? Baker had a bad season. And going into 2020, that's the best roster we ever had. I don't know this. I don't even know how to say Kevin Stefanski. But Kevin Stefanski is the right guy. So, like, that was a much more chaotic, in terms of the lack of success the two previous years, how bad your quarterback had looked. And he had actually played enough to say that he played, yeah, Baker didn't play well in 2019. That's not, you had enough to like glean from that. And going into 2020, people had sky high expectations. I don't know. I mean, I know we all theoretically understand that this is a playoff roster from last year that's been brought back in its entirety and is actually added to the roster. But I think because of the Sean thing, and I don't think it's all Cleveland, by the way, because I'm not going to assume everything that every retweet and quote tweet and like on the first Tom Withers tweet about the interception. I'm not going to say all of those are even from Cleveland. But I just think it's wild that we are this close to the season. And I got to be honest with you, there's more buzz on what do we do with a freaking stadium than we have on the team itself.
It is so wild because there's been so many years you talked about like all the drama surrounding the team and like all these different quarterbacks, the coaching changes. Like there's just been a lot to talk about. It seems boring.
How are they boring? They were a playoff team last year.
No, in a good way.
Oh, wait. So you're actually saying it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but then how do we explain the difference in reaction Deshaun has a negative play than when Deshaun has a positive play?
How do we do what now? How do we...
like, how do we explain the difference there where when Deshaun has a negative play, it's 100 retweets, 100 quote tweets, 2,000 likes, and then he has a good play and it's like 10 retweets.
Well...
one quote tweet.
A couple things here. don't look at Twitter and like it's not an indication of what everybody feels.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you know that too. I mean, that's the reality of the deal. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think that the team, when I say boring, and I mean it's a good thing. There's not like bad news coming out of the team. I mean, the Mike Hall stuff's not great, but I mean that was a day, not even a day, like a couple segments because you know we don't know the situation. But you get the point, Nick. I think the team for the longest time has been full of drama and mm-hmm. negativity. If you don't like Deshaun, you don't like Deshaun.
Oh, it's interesting because, and in fairness,
I separate my personal feelings from the play on the field.
I feel like I do that. I don't think most people do. I don't think that's how people fan. And I'll be honest with you, I think the biggest lie in sports media is the idea of being unbiased. You have to recognize your bias and admit that you have one before you can remove your bias. So I have to recognize that the original things that Deshaun got accused of, suspended for, and sued for are those things yeah. are heinous and they offend me on every single level. But I also have to say, okay, I have to separate that from what I don't know and the fact that he's going to hear one way or another. And it probably isn't fair to judge him off of secondhand experiences and secondhand information when he's in front of us every day. Right. That goes back to the idea of Deshaun could help himself a lot with the average Clevelander by going out there in front of people and, you know, being real and being having some level of accessibility to him. But what I do think that points to, and listen, if you want to say, well, Twitter feeds on the negative, yes, that's true. But I already think opinions from Browns media are split about whether Deshaun looks acceptable, whether he looks bad, whether he looks awful. I already think that the actual opinions of beat reporters are a little skewed, and I don't mean skewed in a bad way. I mean just everybody has a different opinion on it. And then you plug that into a machine that feeds off negativity and doesn't reward positivity. And I think that's aided to a skewed perception of how things are in camp. And so, and I'm not talking about from you or me, although I'm sure that happens. I'm not even talking about with the media, because I think all those guys talk to each other and they're all okay to have different opinions. But I think to the average Browns fan, do I think the negativity of social media and the suck machine that is Twitter, do I think that the bad thing getting more, you know, more trending, more attention, do I think that that just feeds the perception of what the hell is going on at Browns camp? Yes. I think that's more the point. It is not to castigate the local media or say the beat isn't doing a good job. It is, I don't think anybody knows what to make of Deshaun. And then you put it out there on social media and it gets skewed to bejesus and back. And so we're all left wondering what the hell is going on. And it doesn't affect me as much because I already expect him to look a little wonky early in the season because of everything we've talked about the last couple days. But do I think that social media, that machine, do I think it uniquely clues in on a weird situation in Cleveland with everything? I mean, literally, from start to finish with the Deshaun thing, I think it does. And I think it only aids to people who say, I'm so confused as to how to feel about Deshaun going into the season.
Yeah,
I think that's aided the disconnect, and that's through no fault of Deshaun, the Browns, or really anybody else. It's just how sports media is disseminated and sports information is disseminated. 216-474-0092. I just really wanted to say, disseminated, well, we got to put a pin in the preseason conversation, brother, because Hulk Hogan joins us next, brother, on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.